The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, provides health coverage for more than 9 million kids in the United States. In Wisconsin, nearly 100,000 children benefit from that program. CHIP is arguably one of the few federal programs that has nearly unanimous bipartisan support among lawmakers and voters. But the program's future has been uncertain since it stopped receiving funding in September. In a last-ditch effort last week, lawmakers in Congress allocated $3 billion to CHIP. That would just fund the program through March of next year, potentially leaving families and states without a way to provide this coverage. John Peacock is with us now. He's the research director at Kids Forward. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Give us the basics, first of all. John, what is CHIP and what does it do?
Well, it's a federal program that has enabled states to expand coverage for kids and working families. As you said, it covers over 9 million kids nationwide and more than 100,000 kids in Wisconsin who have access to affordable health insurance thanks to this source of federal financing. It was created essentially as a successor of the welfare reform efforts 20 years ago after kind of blowing up the welfare system. Public policymakers, both Democrats and Republicans, were concerned that low-income families entering the workforce oftentimes didn't have employer offers of insurance for kids, or if they did, they couldn't afford it. And CHIP was designed to encourage states to expand coverage to kids in working families, to build on top of the Medicaid system for lower income families who weren't working, and to make sure that working families also had access to health insurance for their kids.
As I understand it, this was done in kind of a block grant style, meaning that it wasn't a federal program that works the same in each state. It's, hey, state, here's an amount of money, implement this the best you can. Is that right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So how did we approach that here in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, 20 years ago, we used the CHIP funding to create BadgerCare. BadgerCare was a bipartisan initiative under the leadership of Governor Thompson and Democrats in the state legislature that made health insurance, well, essentially expanded Medicaid. Instead of creating a separate program with CHIP funding, which a lot of states did, we combined CHIP with our other Medicaid funding to create BadgerCare and to make that insurance available to both kids and parents and pregnant women up to twice the federal poverty level. And so it was, in fact, Wisconsin was a leader back at that time in terms of being one of the first states to cover parents as well as kids in the program.
So it sounds likely that if someone listening is receiving CHIP, they don't know it. They might know that they're receiving some assistance via BadgerCare.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in fact, it's really hard for even policy wonks like myself to tell you exactly which kids are financed with CHIP and which are financed with Medicaid. Essentially, CHIP is a source of funding that goes into BadgerCare, but it makes but BadgerCare itself is seamless coverage regardless of the source of federal funding.
Now let's take this to Congress now. The funding expired back in September and Congress didn't renew it. We've got a temporary fix now. So what was happening in September and what would that mean for healthcare?
Well, because it is a block grant and almost all states had at least a month or two or three of funding from the previous year that they hadn't spent yet. And in Wisconsin, actually, we had enough funding left to get us until March, maybe even April. And so we haven't been too worried about sort of imminently running out of funding, or at least a few months ago, we weren't too worried about that. But in a number of states, they were running out of funding starting in January, and several states started sending out notices to families that their kids were going to be cut off. Now, fortunately, well, since September, Congress has just kind of kicked the can down the road several times, as they sometimes do. Although, I should say, they haven't done that on this program. As you correctly stated, this program has enjoyed tremendous bipartisan support. It's been a huge success story nationwide since it was created 20 years ago. The number of uninsured kids has been cut in half. And it just consistently had the support of both Republicans and Democrats. And so it's odd that this time around, there hasn't been quite the same degree of commitment to get this done. But Congress has been kind of kicking the can from time to time, providing a little extra funding. But that's created a tremendous amount of uncertainty for states and, more importantly, for parents who have a lot of anxiety about whether their kids are going to be cut off.
We're talking to John Peacock from the group Kids Forward here in Wisconsin, looking at CHIP, this federal insurance program that aims to help kids get covered, kids between a certain level of income in their families. And John, I know you're not a congressional politics analyst, but the debate, as I understand it here, isn't, people aren't making the case we need to get rid of CHIP. It's sort of a casualty of other debates in Congress. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't get exactly why it hasn't gotten done this time around, but part of the biggest dispute in recent months has been that there is some growth in the cost of the program and the question of how are they going to pay for that. And there's been debate about that. I believe they worked out a compromise, a bipartisan compromise in the Senate on that a couple weeks ago, but now they have that bipartisan compromise, but I think CHIP, in a sense, may have become a bargaining chip to use against some other things, and I think maybe that's part of the holdup at this point.
So funding provided in this compromise, this was just over the last week in the spending extension. It's funded now until March. From what you were saying, I imagine Wisconsin, if it just weren't reauthorized, could hold out until the summer, but what do state planners and families need to be looking at, not knowing for sure that the money's still going to be there?
Well, as I indicated before, states have actually done somewhat different things with the CHIP money, and we combined it with or used it as a funding source for Badger Care in a way that that coverage doesn't necessarily lapse when the funding runs out. In a lot of states, they created it as a separate program, and if that federal funding dries up, the program ends. That's not true in Wisconsin. Parents with kids in Badger Care don't have to worry necessarily that the program will go away if the federal funding goes away, because the coverage is protected by state statutes. The legislature would have to come back and say, geez, we have a hole in our federal budget, and it's going to be a hole of about $10 million a month once that funding runs out. But if at some point the governor and the state legislature said, geez, we can't keep providing this coverage because of the lack of funding, that would be very problematic.
So it would be either come up with another source of funding or potentially some kind of cuts to the services.
Or somewhere else in the state budget, right.
Now, Governor Walker tweeted, I just saw this earlier today, Congress needs to renew the Children's Health Insurance Program ASAP. So are we hearing from Democrats and Republicans like Governor Walker here at the state level on this?
Yes, certainly. Certainly the governor on a number of occasions has said it should be extended, and it's in his best interest to do that, because without this funding, there will be a big hole in the state budget.
Now, looking at the big picture, you mentioned that the Children's Health Insurance Program had really cut the rates of uninsured children. Since this came into law, we have the Affordable Care Act, which has been through a lot of ups and downs itself. Where are we in terms of covering kids overall in Wisconsin?
Well, we've made huge strides in Wisconsin, although our improvement has been slower in recent years than in other states. And one reason, as I indicated before, back 20 years ago when we created Badger Care, and Governor Thompson said, look, as part of welfare reform, we should make sure that when parents are entering the workforce, that they are covered and that they don't have to give up their job and have their income go down in order to qualify for Medicaid again. So we made parents and kids eligible up to twice the poverty level. But back in 2014, Governor Walker reversed course on that. He and the legislature cut in half the eligibility ceiling for parents, reducing it from 200% of the poverty level down to 100%. And that was tied to the Affordable Care Act. They said under that law, families were going to have access to subsidized insurance through the new federal marketplace, and that thanks to those subsidies, we didn't need to make Badger Care be as generous as it was before.
And did things pan out that way?
Well, some of those parents, about 60,000 adults, lost their coverage. Less than half of them ended up being covered in the marketplace. Some others got other coverage. It looks like maybe two-fifths of them became uninsured. It's unclear, but I think quite a few of them became uninsured because the marketplace coverage was not as affordable. But in the meantime, there was collateral damage for coverage for kids, because when you cover parents in Medicaid and when they're signing up, they also end up signing up their kids and making sure their kids are signed up. And we saw that with a huge growth in coverage of kids back when BadgerCare was created. And other states, as they were expanding in recent years, coverage of parents, more kids also were drawn in. The reverse has happened in Wisconsin. So we used to be in the top 10 states in terms of coverage of kids. We've dropped to 20th nationally as we reduced parent coverage and other states expanded parent coverage.
John Peacock is with us now. He's research director at Kids Forward, which advocates for children and families in Wisconsin. He's with us to talk about the Children's Health Insurance Program, which has been facing funding challenges in Congress. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the state of CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program? What do you think about Congress's approach to funding it and the debate there? If you benefit from CHIP, if you receive BadgerCare that helps provide insurance coverage for kids, that may be coming from this CHIP funding. We'd like to hear from you as well. And do you have questions about how this all works? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We're continuing our conversation now about the future of the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. It provides health insurance for an estimated 9 million children in the U.S., close to 100,000 here in Wisconsin. Our guest is John Peacock, research director at the group Kids Forward. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 with your comments and your questions. Are you hoping Congress seals the deal to extend CHIP out into the future? There's a short-term fix lasting just a few months now. Do you have questions about how the Children's Health Insurance Program works, who it serves? Would you like to see a bigger, more comprehensive program? What do you think of the state of this debate in Congress? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. And John, I mean, there's been a lot of advocacy on this issue for Congress from, you know, late night TV comedy talk shows to the general public, people within Congress. Do you think that, apart from the other issues in Congress, that this is going to get done?
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about it. I mean, everybody in Congress says they support it. I mean, the question is, are they truly willing to fund it, and at what level? And but generally speaking, the tentative deals that have been out there have been ones that we supported, although there have been some things that have been done in terms of funding that we have problems with. In particular, like this short-term deal that they just reached to provide a couple more months of funding, takes that funding out of a public health program in the Affordable Care Act that provides funding for things like immunizations for kids. So we're funding health insurance for kids by taking money away from immunizations for kids. and, you know, I think that's unfortunate. And there's really no excuse for doing that kind of thing at a time when Congress has just made a commitment to over $1 trillion worth of additional federal debt for a tax bill over the next 10 years. To not come up with a really pretty negligible amount of money for the CHIP program.
And up till now, has CHIP been funded sufficiently to do what it's supposed to do?
Oh, yeah, it has been.
And then looking forward here in Wisconsin, I mean, would you, if this didn't happen, you're confident that it will happen, but do you think that Wisconsin would find the way, the means to pay for it, to meet what we wouldn't be getting from the federal government?
2018 is an election year, of course. I do not see our state policymakers in 2018 deciding that they're going to convene a special session to scale back coverage for kids, and that's what they would have to do. It would take act of the legislature and the governor to change the statutes and reduce coverage. While I say I'm guardedly optimistic that Congress is going to refund CHIP, what I'm more worried about is Medicaid. Mm. And CHIP sits on the shoulders of the Medicaid program, which provides coverage for lower income families, kids with disabilities, seniors, and it's really the bedrock of our healthcare system is providing coverage for those people who can't get it elsewhere. And in the wake of the passage of this huge federal tax cut, there's been a lot of talk from Speaker Ryan and others about cutting entitlement programs like Medicaid. And there was also an effort in the repeal and replace bill, the Affordable Care Act repeal and replace legislation, to scale back Medicaid, to turn it into a block grant in a way that would be ratcheted down year after year. And so my biggest fear is that even though CHIP is likely to be extended, that the building block that it sits on top of, Medicaid, is going to be steadily eroded.
We're talking to John Peacock from the group Kids Forward, looking at the Children's Health Insurance Program, briefly extended in a short-term fix by Congress, but long-term plans not there. And John, I had wanted to ask you about some of the wider issues on health care. And again, this talk about entitlement reform, as it's called, changes potentially to programs like Medicaid. What kind of worries do you have about particular cuts that might be made?
Well, in particular, block granting worries me a lot, or that it would be changed sometimes an alternative to block granting that has been proposed, or what are called per capita caps, where we wouldn't get the amount of funding that the state needs. Currently, it's a system where the federal government matches whatever the state is willing to spend. And of course, the state wants to spend as little as possible. But if the state decides that because of the opioid epidemic that it needs to come up with more treatment for opioid addiction for people who qualify for Medicaid, we will qualify for additional federal matching funds to match those state expenditures. Under the per capita cap system, that wouldn't happen anymore. We'd get a fixed amount, and Congress over time would dial that amount back year after year to come up with big savings for new tax cuts, for defense spending, whatever.
And a concern I've heard raised about things like block grants or those per capita caps is, okay, you've got this set amount per year. What happens when there's either a new public health emergency that raises costs or an economic downturn that makes more people, say, out of work and needing public health help? Then there's no flexibility there. Is that right?
Well, that's especially true under the block grant approach, that if there's an economic downturn, you're really hurting because it's not going to grow as the number of people being served grow. With the per capita caps, at least as the number of Medicaid recipients grows, you'll get more money. But as you need to spend more, there may be demographic changes that make the cost for each person higher, and that isn't necessarily going to go up the way it needs to go up.
Like in a state with, say, an aging population like Wisconsin.
Exactly.
And then the other big complicated part of this is the Affordable Care Act, efforts to repeal it. The tax overhaul plan ended the Affordable Care Act mandate that everybody be covered or face a tax penalty. Big complicated plan, lots of moving parts there. But what are you watching there? What concerns do you have, especially as it impacts coverage of kids?
Well, the enrollment numbers just came in last week, and the enrollment was surprisingly strong across the country, and here in Wisconsin, over 210,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for that coverage for next year. The mandate is still in place in 2018 and goes away in 2019. And the concern there is that without the mandate, that some of the healthier people who are now participating in the marketplace will decide not to. You're left with a less healthy pool of people you're covering. Costs go up, and the average cost per person goes up. Now, the way the program's structured, between 80 and 90% of the participants get premium tax credits from the federal government. So when the premiums go up, actually the federal government pays more. So kind of ironically, one of the effects of what's been done has been to increase the federal costs substantially. But it also, for the people who aren't eligible for those tax credits, their premiums are going up a lot, and that's really unfortunate, and we need to undo some of that damage that has been done.
So you're hopeful, though, that the CHIP part of this story will be taken care of in the first few months of 2018?
As I said, I'm guardedly optimistic that that will happen. We're going to be watching that carefully, but especially watching what happens to Medicaid.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Peacock. He's research director at Kids Forward. He joined us today to talk about the future of the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Congress just passed a stopgap measure to fund the program through March of 2018.